التفصيل والفضيلة المحمود الذي وعده. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أما بعد, فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها. And the most evil affairs are those matters which people innovate into Islam, introduce into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. Every innovation it is a bid'ah. Every bid'ah is misguidance. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and only say a truthful word. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. He has achieved a great success. عباد الله. Our Lord Jalla fil Ula, He has many signs in that which He has created, which show us His greatness and His abilities. And there is nothing clearer, there is no sign which is more clearer and more apparent, showing the greatness and the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like ourselves, i.e. our own bodies. So whoever looks to his own body, whoever thinks about the perfection of his creation, whoever thinks about just an eye, a single eye, or a single ear, or he thinks about just one hand or a foot, if a person ponders over the complexities of the brain, the strength of the heart, if he thinks about the structures of his bones, or the flexibility of his joints, then he will see and realize clear signs showing the qudra, showing the ability of Allah and His strength, His greatness and His wisdom. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered us to think about the creation. He said, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. He said, in the earth there are signs for those people who have yaqeen, certainty. Wafi anfusikum, and also in your own selves, in your own creation, in your bodies, there are signs proving the existence of Allah. Afala tubsirum. So why do you not look? And from those things which Allah has created in our bodies is the tongue. And this tongue, it is from the great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon a person. It is from the wonders of His creation. So consider how small this tongue is. From the smallest of the limbs and the parts of the body is the tongue. And yet despite this, how powerful its effect can be upon a person. So this tongue, it can bring men to tears, or it can make them laugh. This tongue, it can bring a beloved person close, or by this tongue a person can strike fear into their enemy. By this tongue a person marries. By this tongue a person divorces. This tongue, it can bring much joy and happiness to people, or it can bring pain and hurt to others. This tongue and the words which emanate from this tongue, it can connect between people, build relationships, or it can separate between people and destroy relationships. Perhaps people will not speak for many years because of a single word, one word, which was made by the tongue, and people don't speak for many years. And more importantly, this tongue, it can either make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, or it can make him angry. This tongue can open the door of Jannah for you by the permission of Allah, or it can open the door of Jahannam for you, i'adhu billah. And that which emanates from the tongue, it can be more hurtful to a person, more painful to a person than even physical hitting or stealing of his wealth. Because when a person is bruised by a hit or he's injured, then often the body recovers, the bruises disappear, the injuries heal. And if wealth is taken or stolen, then a person can reclaim the wealth. But the emotional harm and the mental anguish which words can deliver upon a person, maybe a person will not recover from this until he is old. Ayyuhal ibad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has made this tongue an avenue of much reward, of much goodness. Some of the greatest acts of worship, some of the, if not the greatest actions of ibadah, of obedience to Allah, it is because of this tongue. And at the same time, this tongue is also an avenue to much evil. And some of the most severe sins and most dangerous sins are because of this tongue. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, he said, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكَ بِرَأْسِ الْأَمْرِ وَعُمُودِهِ وَذِرْوَةِ سَنَامِهِ. He said, should I not tell you about the core of this religion, and the pillar of this religion, and the highest peak of this religion? Mu'adh said, Bala ya Rasulullah, of course, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ra'sul Amr al-Islam, that the core of this religion, it is al-Islam, meaning at-tawheed. The core of this religion, it is at-tawheed. Wa'umuduhu as-salah, and the pillar of this religion, it is as-salah. وَذِرْوَةُ سَنَامِهِ الْجِهَادِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and the highest peak of this religion is al-jihad fi سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And then he said, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكَ بِمَلَاكِ ذَلِكِ كُلِّهِ. He said, should I not inform you of that which holds all of this together? He said, بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, of course, O Messenger of Allah. فَأَخَذَ بِلِسَانِهِ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he took hold of his tongue like this. And then he said, كُفْ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا. He said, control this. Control this, and you have control over everything. Mu'adh said, Ya Nabi Allah, O Prophet of Allah, أَإِنَّا لَمُؤَاخَذُونَ بِمَا نَتَكَلَّمُ بِهِ. He said, will we be held accountable? Will we be punished for what we say? Meaning just words. It's not like I've hit somebody physically, or I've injured somebody, or I've taken somebody's wealth. It's just words. Nothing physical. Will I be held accountable just for words? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ثَكِلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا مُعَاذ هَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدَ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. He said, will the people be dragged to the fire on their faces except due to that which their tongues sow? That which their tongues, the words which they make, this will be the reason why people will be dragged to the fire on Yawm al-Qiyamah on their faces. May Allah pardon us. And unfortunately, in the time that we're living in, many people have neglected the tongue. They've stopped guarding and protecting the tongue. They've loosened the reins for the tongue to say whatever it wants, whenever it wants. And this tongue, people don't realize the dangers of the tongue and the sins that a person commits by the tongue. These dangers and these sins, the young people grow up on it. These dangers and these sins, the old people, they speak with it. So because of these dangers and these sins of the tongues, perhaps Allah becomes angry with a person. Perhaps He takes him away from the group of the salihun, the righteous, and He enters him with the usat and the fasiqun, the sinners and the disobedient ones. And from the dangers of the tongue and the great sins of the tongue is as-sukhriya wal-istihza, mockery and joking. And mockery, meaning mockery and belittling, this is impermissible in our religion. Allah said in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرُ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. He said, O people of Iman, let not a group of people mock and belittle and joke about another group of people. Perhaps those who are being joked about and mocked and belittled are better than those who are mocking them. And then he said, وَلَا نِسَاءٌ عَن نِسَاءٌ. And neither should a group of women mock and joke about another group of women. عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. Perhaps those group of women who are being mocked are better with Allah than those who are mocking them. He said, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And do not defame each other through mockery. وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. And do not give nicknames to each other. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, بِحَسَبِ امْرِئٍ مِّنَ الشَّرْ أَن يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ. That it is evil enough for a person, it is bad enough for a person that he mocks and he jokes about and he belittles his believing brother. So this sukhriya, as I mentioned, it is mocking another person, belittling or degrading another person, or pointing out the weaknesses of a person in order for the people to laugh at him. And this mockery is of different levels. The dangers of mocking is of different levels. The most severe level is mocking about al-Islam, or mocking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making a joke about something in the Quran, making a joke about those who worship Allah because of their worship. And this, the ulama have agreed with complete ijma' that this is kufr, disbelief, without any excuse. If a person mocks or makes a joke about Allah, His Messenger, something about Islam, an act of worship, or even a person who is worshipping Allah, he mocks him because of his worship, then this is kufrun bawah, absolute clear major kufr, which takes the person out of the fold of al-Islam. There are some people, they have a sickness in their heart, so they mock the hijab, or they mock the niqab. There are others who mock the sharia. There are others who joke about the da'wah, or they mock the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are those who mock the beard, or they joke about wearing the thawb above the ankles. And all of this, as I mentioned, is kufrun bawah, clear kufr. Takes a person out of the fold of Islam. And Allah said in the Quran, وَلَا إِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّ نَخُوذُ وَنَلْعَبُ. That if you ask them, those people who mock Islam, if you ask them, why are you doing this? They say, إِنَّمَا كُنَّ نَخُوذُ وَنَلْعَبُ. We're only joking, we're only jesting, we're only having a laugh. It's not anything which is serious. Then Allah says, قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Say to them, is it regarding Allah and His ayat and His Messenger which you were joking? Then he said, لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا. Do not make excuses. قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. You have fallen into kufr after your iman. So these people, did they not find anything else to joke about? Can they not mock their own selves or mock their families? Can they not joke about their wives? Can they not joke about their villages, their land, their own selves? Allah says, only regarding Allah you can find something to make a joke about. O His ayat, O His Messenger, لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Do not make any excuses now. You have left the fold of Islam. You have disbelieved after your iman. And also from the severe types of mockery is belittling and mocking the ulama of Islam, the scholars of Islam. Because Allah has raised the status of the scholars of Islam. He said, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتِ That those people who have iman amongst you, we have raised them. And those people who have been given knowledge, we have raised them. So because these people are raised by Allah and close to Him, those who mock them and speak about them, this is one of the severe dangers of the tongue. Also, ikhwani fillah, from the dangers and the sins of the tongue is al-fahisha wa bada'at al-lisan, is making lewd comments, making immoral jokes, speaking with dirty speech, being derogatory towards women in how this and how you speak about them and how you describe them, like the kuffar do. And this is something also which many people have fallen into. Because of the time that we live in, because of the films which are present, because of the music and the songs which are present everywhere, and the words which are mentioned, the dirty speech and the lewd comments, and how they treat women as objects of desires, then this has become spread everywhere. And this is not from the way of the believers. Al-fahisha, speaking about women like this and making lewd or dirty jokes about each other, is not from the way of the believers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بِالطَّعَانِ وَلَا اللَّعَانِ وَلَا الْفَاحِشِ وَلَا بَذِيَ اللِّسَانِ He said, the believer, the mu'min, does not insult other people, does not curse other people, neither is he fahish. He does not speak with these dirty types of jokes. Badi al-lisan, he isn't lowly in his tongue. And this type of speech and these types of jokes, why does it occur? When there's a lack of haya, when there's a lack of shyness in front of Allah, when there's a lack of iman, when there's a weakness of taqwa, and when a person forgets that Allah is watching over him. From the severe sins of the tongue is al-la'n was-sab. Al-la'an, cursing, and as-sab, swearing. And also, this has now become widespread amongst the people. And whoever curses another person, or whoever swears at another person, he has left the obedience of Allah. Allah said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, sabbul muslim al-fusuq. That insulting another believer, this is now disobedience. You've left the obedience of Allah. وَقِتَالُهُ كُفْرٌ And fighting another against another believer, this is kufr. This is a type of disbelief. And as for al-la'na, cursing, in Islam, the meaning of la'na is to make dua that a person is removed from the mercy of Allah. This is the meaning of la'na. That a person should be removed from the mercy of Allah. And the Prophet, and this was not from the affair of the Prophet ﷺ and the companions. In fact, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated that a person came to the Prophet and he said, Ya Rasulullah, ud'u ala al-mushrikeen. O Messenger of Allah, make a dua against all of the mushrikeen. All of them. That Allah does not guide them. And then the Prophet said, Inni lam ub'ath la'anan innama bu'ithtu rahmatan. He said, I was not sent to the people to invoke la'ana upon them, to invoke curses upon them. Innama bu'ithtu rahmatan. I've only been sent to as a form of mercy for them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, la'nul mu'min ka qatlihi. That saying la'na upon a person, upon a believer, is like killing him. And it isn't allowed for a person to make la'n, to curse another person, another individual who is living, even if he's a non-Muslim. Even if he is from the worst enemies of Islam, we are not allowed to make la'na upon him specifically. If he is living and you mean somebody specifically. Even if he kills the Muslims and he bombs the Muslim and he fights against Islam, we are not allowed to make la'na against another non-Muslim, never mind a Muslim. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he narrates in a hadith in Sunnah Tirmidhi, he said, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ I heard the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم say one day, فِي رَكْعَةِ الْأَخِيرَةِ مِنَ الْفَجَرِ in the last rak'ah al-fajr, إذا رفع رأسه من الركوع, when he was raising his head from the ruku, I heard him say, اللهم لعن فلانا وفلانا وفلان. I heard him say, oh Allah, send your la'na upon fulan, so and so, so and so and so and so. And these people, these three names that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, they were from the ardent enemies of Islam. Those who physically punished and killed the Sahaba. The greatest, most severe enemies of Islam were these three people. So when the Prophet said this, Allah revealed an ayah. He said, لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٍ. He said, you have nothing to do with this. O يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Perhaps Allah will forgive them. Meaning perhaps later on, Allah will bring them to Islam. O يُعَذِّبَهُمْ. Or maybe Allah will punish them. فَإِنَّهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. They are oppressors. He said, لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٍ. However, you have nothing to do with this. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was forbidden from making la'na, from cursing these three individuals, even though they were the worst of mankind at that time, from the kuffar mushrikeen. From this the ulama take a benefit. It is not allowed for a person to curse any person, specifically who is living, even if he is from the greatest, most severe enemies of al-Islam. Ikhwani fillah, this tongue, it has dangers, and its sins are severe, and it can have painful consequences upon a person who allows it to be free. This tongue opens the door of evil for you. How much animosity comes amongst the people because of a word from the tongue? How many relationships have been broken? How many people have cut off because of a word which was said by the tongue? And how many sins does a person commit because of the tongue? A person, na'udhu billah, may fall into zina. And it all starts off just with a conversation. Just words of the tongue. Making conversation with a woman or a man who is ajnabi. And then it leads to zina. More worse than this, a person can fall into kufr. Leave the fold of Islam because of a single word which he says. And therefore the aqil, the intelligent person, is the one who controls his tongue. And he thinks before he speaks. And the safih, the foolish person, is the one whose tongue controls him. So first he speaks and then he makes excuses afterwards. So be from the uqala, be from the intelligent people. And don't be from the sufaha, do not be from the foolish people. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله خالق كل شيء ورازق كل حي. أحمده وأشكره وأستغفره وأتوب إليه. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أيها العباد, this tongue, it can open two doors for you. Either the door to Jannah or the door to Jahannam. So whoever allows his tongue to speak without any control, then this is a door of evil. And whoever guards his tongue, controls his tongue, especially when he's angry, especially when those around him are swearing and using lewd words, then this is the avenue to goodness. The one who controls his tongue, there is no goodness which is equal to it. And as I mentioned, there are also great acts of ibadah, avenues of great reward which are by the tongue. And the greatest of them, and the most easy of them, is dhikrullah, is making remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Muslim should be a person whose tongue is always moist with the remembrance of Allah. Always calling to Allah. Always giving nasiha. Advising people. And it shouldn't be from those people whose tongue only swears and insults and speaks with lewdness. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned the great reward of dhikr. He said, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِخَيْرِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. Should I not tell you about the best of your actions? وَأَزْكَاهَا عِنْدَ مَلِيكِكُمْ. And the most pure of actions with your Lord. وَأَرْفَعَهَا فِي دَرَجَاتِكُمْ. And the action which will raise your ranks the most. وخير لكم من انفاق الذهب والفضة. And should I not tell you of that action which is better for you than even giving gold and silver in charity? ومن أن تلقوا عدوكم فتضربوا أعناقكم ويضربوا أعناقهم. And this action is better than you meeting your enemy on the battlefield. So you strike his necks and he strikes your neck. They said, Bala ya Rasulullah, of course the Messenger of Allah, tell us about this action. He said, Dhikrullah, making the dhikr of Allah. And this dhikr, it doesn't need from you much energy. It doesn't require a lot of time. It doesn't require a lot of wealth that you have to give. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to leave your home. It's just words. Words and seconds which a person says, and yet there is great reward. And the greatest type of dhikr is four statements. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَحَبُّ الْكَلَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَرْبَعَ. The best speech, the best words to Allah, four words. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar, wa la ilaha illallah. Ibadallah, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma rida ani al-khulafa ar-rashidin al-a'immat al-mahdiyyin أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة الأجمعين وعن التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بمنك وكرمك وإحسانك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك الصالحين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم. أقم الصلاة.